We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are smack in the middle of a sugya. We learned Rav Yitzchak holds that you're not allowed to transport the keli for muksa, for something that's muksa. We asked, that says in this brisa, they allowed to bring machtzalas to cover the honeycombs, and that's muksa, biza muksa. So our answer, we're talking about has honey. And we're asked, what do you mean the winter is no honey? It said, b'kasham, and we allowed to bring it to protect the rain, and we think it means the winter. So in the winter there's no honey. So Mara says, no, there's always two honeycombs we leave the whole year round for the bees to sustain themselves over the winter. So Mara says, wait a minute, that's made for the bees, so it's muksa. So Mara's answer is no, t'chosh v'layu. You thought on it, and you, before Shabbat, I'm going to use it for achila, and therefore it's not muksa. Freitag Mara kasha, so you're telling me like this, haloi chosh v'layu, but if I didn't have machshav on it, that should be oichel, then it's muksa. And I'm not allowed to bring something to cover it. My asa. Yehachi hadatani, that it says in the brisa, or vashlo yisgavin lotzud, it says that you could let it bring something to cover it, but you shouldn't be misgavin to capture the bees. Liflegos of the day, say better. Medvar amurim kshichvaleim. Even bringing a mat alone is a problem. Only if you had a machshava on these honeycombs before Shabbos, avaloi kshichvaleim also because of muksa. You now let it bring something for muksa, according to Rav Yitzchak. Let it say a bigger chiddush. So they want to know how come Ashvelan af pishachishu v'leim, even if you thought on it and there's no problem muksa, still a vashlo is kavan lotzud. You should not have kavana to do tzeda. Be careful not to have kavana to do tzeda. That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. That he's telling us you still shouldn't have kavana, and he felt that this is more important to tell you than telling you about the dvash, because this is more important to tell you. So what's it come out? It comes out that we're saying that if you're not mechavan do tzeda, then it's fine. If you're not mechavan do tzeda, then it's fine. Freit the Gemara kasha, money. Which man are we going according to? Rav Shimon. If we're going to Rav Shimon, holds Rav Shimon mechavan mutter. Rav Shimon is the one who holds that there's no muksa. So if this Bryce is going to Rav Shimon, holds any mechavan mutter, so then why do you have to be mechashav aleihem and make it's anyway not muksa? Honey is not muksa even if you don't think about it before Shabbos. Even if it's set aside for bees, according to Rav Shimon is more makel by muksa. He holds no muksa at all. So it's Rav Shimon is no muksa. And if Rabbi Yehuda, going to Rabbi Yehuda, holds a dovish that muksa is a problem muksa, then dovish shem is gavin also. If Rabbi Yehuda claims miskavin my hava, or dovish shem is gavin also, then even if you're not miskavin to do tzeda to capture it, there's a problem. So which man the Yama is this price going according to? So tomorrow, Oilam Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Holds Dov Hashem Miskavin is Aser, and he holds it's Muksa. It says, Ovashto Yisgavin Lotzud. What do you mean? Even if you're not Miskavin Lotzud, it's still Aser. What does it mean? My Vashto Yisgavin Lotzud, Shlo Yase Yasena Kimetsuda. Don't make it like a net. The Lishbek Le Ravcha. Leave some space. When you cover it from the rain or from the sun, leave it some space that the bees are not becoming captured in it. Kehechila litzduma melas. Shouldn't get automatically captured in there. Shouldn't be tzeid automatically. That's what it means. Not that you shouldn't mechavin. You should make sure there is no tzeid happening at all. So tomorrow, Vaita, a whole lot of teretz to kasha. The kasha was, heck, you're bringing machzalois, I tzarech the bees. Mar answered dvash. Mar said, in the winter, you don't have dvash. So the Gemara of Ashi Omar, miketoni moisecham moisecham. Doesn't say here, you're allowed to bring a mat to cover it, say in the chama, say in the winter, say in the summer. It doesn't say that. It says bechama pnei chama, from the sun, you let it cover it. Vechsham in the rain because of the rain, ketani. But it's all talk about v'yemin nisa v'yemin tishrei dika chama v'yekasham v'yekadvash. Talking about in days of Nisan and Tishrei where there's sun, rain, and honey. We're not talking about the winter, and therefore it's not shver. The reason why you let it bring it is because you bring it for the honey. There's no honey. We're not talking about the winter. We're talking about the days of Nisan and Tishrei where you have sun and rain together. So, Amru Rav Sheshes, Puku v'Amru Lei, he told us Tamidim, go out and tell Rav Yitzchak, Kratigmar Rav Huna Shmaitzich, that you were Mechavan ready to Rav Huna. Rav Huna already said what you said, that Ein Kli Nitl El Dava Nitl. You only had to transport a Keli for a Dava that's Mutta. Kratigmar Rav Huna Shmaitzich v'Bava. Dom Rav Huna, where do you find Rav Huna saying this? Dom Rav Huna, Oysin Mechitza Lemes, Beshvil Chai. You only let it make, let's say a mace is in the sun, a dead person, Leilenu, was in the sun and is getting spoiled. So you're not allowed to bring someone to cover the mace because that's the Sarav Dava Muksa. So he says you could bring it if you're bringing the cover for a live person. But you can't bring a mechitza for a dead person for the dead person, because that's a problem. Rav Huna holds like you. So the Rama Mahi, how is it possible to bring something to Tzara Chai? How do you do that? Dom Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, chen tani shilamari, mei samut v'chama, if it's a dead person and the son, bom shnei v'adam. What you do like a shtick. Two people come, v'yesh mitzida, you sit next to the mace. V'cham lehem lamata, it's very hot for them, sitting on the hot floor. So zem maybe mita v'yesh lehi, this one brings a bed to sit in it, zem maybe mita v'yesh lehi, this one brings a bed to sit in it. Cham lehem lamayla, when the son starts beating them on top, from on top, what do? Mevi machatzalas. They each bring a big sheet, uforisim aleim, and they hold it up. And then zezek mitasoy v'nishmat. This one stands up his bed and leaves. V'hayloch loy zezek mitasoy v'nishmat v'hayloch loy. And the other one stands up his bed and leaves. V'nimsa mechitza suim ala. And all of a sudden you have a mechitza, because there's two problems here. First of all, the problem is you can't bring a bed and a sheet to tzarech hames, because ain't so therefore you have to bring it for yourself, because you yourself are in the sun. But there's another problem. Even if you have a heter to bring it, hey, let make an oil on Shabbos. You don't make an oil on Shabbos. So there's a heter to make an oil on Shabbos if you do it out of order. If you do first the roof and then the walls, it's fine. So here, they hold up the sheet, which is not an oil yet, and then they hold it up, and while they hold it up, they put the beds under it. So that's a shinui, and you can make an oil that way. And the extra shinui, you even bring the beds and the sheets in two stages, since it's really also to bring it for the mace. So therefore, Taisa speaks out, you have to do it in two stages. You bring the beds first, and then you say, I'm hot again, and you bring the bed sheets. Once we mention about mace, we'll continue a sugya of mace, which also touch on tiltum and atzad. Dr. Maravaita, Itmar. Meis hamutul v'chama. There's a dead person who's in the sun, and they want to move him to a shady place. So he's on a bed. The dead person's on a bed. You can bring another bed, empty bed, and just move him from bed to bed, like roll him from bed to bed by moving the bed, turning the bed over. You're not touching the meis. You're just touching the bed. So you're allowed to do that. Rav Chanina Rav Shlamish made Rav Ono. Maniachalav kikar etinuk matatloi. You put on him a kikar, a loaf of bread, or a tinuk, which are both not muksa, and then you can metaltal it, taltal the mace, you can taltal the mace, agav the kikar or the tinuk, which is not muksa. So Gemara speaks out, the heter kikar or tinuk, which is only said by mace, because of kavod abrius, that everyone agrees to. Hechidik a kikar or tinuk, kuleam lepligi deshari. That's the best way to do it, to bring a loaf of bread or a tinuk, put it on top of the mace, and you can metaltal the mace through that, and that's mutter to do. Because we look at it that you're being metal to the tinnik, and this is just like the table holding the tinnik. So wismach like it's kipligi lesta. You don't have a kikar or a tinnik. Marasava, one man the Yama holds that tiltum and tzad is a problem. Marasava tiltum and tzad shmei tiltum. It's called tiltum. Therefore, you cannot take one bed and put them onto another bed, because transporting the mace with a bed is like your hand, and it's called tiltum and tzad, and it's a problem. Marasava lo shmei tiltum. It's not called total. Machleik is total matzad called total or not. So Shmuel who allows it holds total matzad loy shmei total. Rav holds total matzad shmei total. Dr. Mara, maybe this machleik is a total matzad shmei total or not is machleik is tanoim. Let me get tanoim. Says in the Mishnah, im etzion sa meis bnei adleiko, you are not allowed to save a mace. There's a fire in the house, and there's a dead person that you don't want to get burnt. You want to give him a proper burial. So you're not allowed to take the mace out of the fire. It's muksa. You're not allowed to do even muksa for fire. I heard that you're allowed to save a dead person from a fire. So what's the case? If there's a kikar tinuk here and you're putting it on top of the mace, my time tanakama, war tanakama asa, you're allowed to move the mace with a kikar tinuk. Idileka, if there's no kikar tinuk, my time malakush, what's pshat in Rahud Malakush that allows it? Elalav must be, he's allowing it through tiltum and atzad, alav with tiltum and atzad. Pligi, the Marasava Tiltum Atzash may tilt. That's what Yehuda Malach is just saying. Marasava may tilt, it's not called tilt. Zagdam Aloy, no, it's not like Sanoim. The Kuliyama Tiltum and Atzash may tilt. Everyone holds it's called tilt. And here you're now going to move a mace, putting a bed to bed. What's for Yehuda Malach? By the time Yehuda Malach, he allowed them even to carry the mace itself. Why? The Metoch Shodom Baal Amesa, since a person goes crazy over his mace, he doesn't want, he's so distraught, he had a mace here, he'll by mistake, he'll extinguish the fire. He loyish shars, they don't allow them to bring the mace out. Also the kvuyel, come to extinguish the fire. And Toysa speaks out, the Ramaskam HaToych, that on his mamoin, we don't allow you to save your money, because a person won't be so much star on his money, they'll come to do it. But for the mace, then he'll go crazy, and it might come to extinguish. We'd rather him do the more cool the ge'is of taking the mace out, and try to do tilta matzad, or even just take it out by itself, then come extinguish the fire. By mace we pass with malakish, als adam bal al mesei, that you're allowed to carry the mace out if there's no other way to get him out. Regarding malakish tiltum atzad, it sounds like from here we pass in tiltum atzad shmei tiltul is also. But the very point Tosfos speaks out, that's only if the purpose of a tiltum atzad is the tzorich davar hamuksa. That's where everyone agrees tiltum atzad is also. But if it's tiltum atzad tzorich davar heter, for a mutter thing, then it's mutter. If you need it, you need the heter thing, then it'll be mutter. If it's a tzorich davar heter, you don't need the muksa item, then it might be mutter. Look at Tosfos, there's different fruminis in this case. But if it's tiltum atzad, tzorich davar mutter, then it will be mutter. Here it's tiltum atzad for the mace, that's what, why it's awesome. One more shul kamara, it's in the mishnah, ve'inoise men, we now let it be nana from the shemen on Shabbos that drips out, v'shenim ha'muchim, because it's not prepared. It was made for the candles, made for Issa. And this is really the next sugya, but just it's really for the next mishnah. Let's read the Gemara. Tana Rabbana, Moisa Hashemen Shem Nera Shem Kaira. Leftover Shemen in the Nera Kaira means after the flame goes out, it's also. You now use it on Shabbos, Rav Shimon Matar. Rav Shimon holds no muksa on that, and it's mutter. And we'll elaborate Mitzvah Shem on that Mem Dalad on that machlekas about Moisa Hashemen.